Because God is, if God is new every morning, He's going to be new every age, every generation.
So
when running the course of God, we cannot be too traditional. Fresh, God always has something, you know, up His sleeves.
那神他一直是很新鲜的，他总是从他的袖口可以变出一个新鲜的东西。
The only thing that we can really be traditional and be very, very stubborn about，
唯一的我们需要一直非常传统或者说非常固守的
，is that we have to be biblical，
就是我们需要一切都符合圣经。
So one thing that's kind of crazy about MTC，
所以对于这个啊，就是中西部感恩节特会，它一个非常。
Is that we are very non-traditional, but yet we are very biblical.
我们是非常不合乎传统的，但是我们确实是非常符合圣经的。
So I don't know if you ever heard about this topic before.
我不知道你们是不是听过这样的一个主题。
Or I should say, have you ever heard about the topic of brand and brand identity in a church or in a spiritual conference.
你有我是或者我应该这样问你，是不是在教会或者在一个属灵的一个特会听过有关品牌或者品牌识别这方面的题目？
How many people have?
有没有听？有多少人听过？
Unless you heard this one before, it should be zero.
如果在这个你以前听过这个，这就不算。
Nobody?
没有哈。
All right, we're going after non-traditional.
好，
yes.
我们现在这一切的就是不合乎传统的。
We started to talk about brand because we wanted to elevate kingdom companies.
我们开始来谈论关于品牌这个主题，因为我们愿意来提升一些国度性的公司。
You remember my message from yesterday? We need to build a storehouse.
记不记得我昨天所讲的信息？我们需要来建造一个粮仓。
And one of the foundations of this storehouse is a network of kingdom enterprise kingdom companies.
那么这样的一个粮仓，它的这个基础就是一个由国度性的这样的一个公司彼此连接起来的一个经济网络。
Because when you see that network of companies and enterprises, that really is a description of an economy.
因为当你看到这样的一个联络成网的一些各家的企业和公司的时候，那它就是在代表一个国度经济体系。
And when we are looking, when we're talking about this storehouse, this kingdom economy, if you want to be strong,
因为我们在谈到这个仓房，也就是谈到这样的一个神国度经济体系的话，如果你在这其中愿意来强壮的话。
The network has to be strong.
那这样的一个网络也必须是坚固的。
And the people and the companies inside the network that connects the network together has to be strong.
那在这个网络其中，也就是在其中彼此连接的这个，他们也需要是强壮的、坚固的。
Just like what our dear aunt was speaking last night, we have to be strong and disciplined.
就像我们昨天晚上亲爱的美莲姑姑所讲到了，我们需要强壮而且非常有纪律。
And one of the mandates that we have is to build up these companies and build up their brand identity.
那我们其中领受到这个大任之一，就是来建造这些公司，来建造他们的一个品牌识别。
Because they have to be strong.
因为他们需这些公司需要很强壮、很坚固。
You know, we started to think about this and doing this because we want to help a company to restore its brand, a brand that was kind of declining.
我们一开始这样做的时候，是因为我们愿意帮助一些公司，他们的品牌已经开始这样下滑的时候。
You know, initially, we just want to make you strong. You know, turn around your company.
我们最一开始只是希望让他们的品牌可以再一次非常的有强势，然后让他们公司有一个翻转。
But then we later discover as we begin to do this that it is more than just turning around a company.
那之后开始我们真正进入去做的时候，我们意识到这个不仅是一个使公司翻转的问题。
It is.Connecting this company to its very destiny.
那是而是把这样的公司来跟它的命定联系起来。
Connecting it to its kingdom DNA that God has designed for it.
那是把它跟上帝设计它的时候注入的一个神国的遗传基因连接起来。
Moreover, this concept of brand.
更重要的是这样的一个品牌的概念。
It's not just about, you know, having good commercials and then, you know, having, you know, nice looking logos and colorful, you know, whatever.
那它的主题不止它的这个全部的含义不再是不只是说要很好的这些电视广告或者是很好的它这些商标的设计。
It is about a testimony, a witness.
而是讲到一个见证。
That is
spoken 要做见证。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
是在使徒行传一章八节所讲到的见证。
That we, when we're filled by the Holy Spirit,
我们当我们被圣灵充满的时候
that we are to become his witnesses, his testimonies.
我们要成为他的见证，他的见证人。
This is a command that God gives us to fulfill the Great Commission.
这是神赐下来的一个命令，让我们去完成大使命。
And that this connects to everybody, whether you're a company or an individual.
这个跟每个人都休戚相关，不管你是公司还是你是个人。
Because if you have a mandate to bring about a testimony,
因为你如果有肩负这样的一个大任，要带出一个见证的话
，That means you have a brand.
那就意味着你拥有一个品牌。
Just like a company has a brand, you have a brand as an individual.
那就像公司有一个品牌一样，你作为一个个人、一个个体，你也有一个品牌。
Even today, if you're working for somebody else in a company,
即使今天你在公司里面与人这样合作
，You are your own entrepreneur. You have a brand in that company.
你自己就是你自己的企业家，你在那个公司里面就有一个品牌。
And what you bring out as a testimony is your brand.
那你带出来的这个见证就是你的品牌。
This is why I think it's so important for me to share this message with all of you here, even though not everybody here is a business owner.
这就是为什么我认为在这里来跟大家分享这样的信息是非常的重要，即使你不是一个企业的一个业主。
Even though I'm going to share from a very, I guess, an enterprise point of view.
虽然我在这里是从一个这样的一个企业的这个角度来分享。
But I believe all of you are smart enough to be able to know that you yourself are an enterprise, and everything here applies to your life and your family's life, your church's life, and everything else.
那我，但是我相信我们在座的每一位都是非常聪明有智慧的。你会发现这样的一个概念，它对你的个人、你的家庭、你的教会，一切都是同样的适用的。
So as we begin to talk about this non-traditional topic, we're just going to cover two areas today.
我们今天来谈这样的一个非常就是非传统的这样的话题的时候，我们要来讲到两个方面。
So if you think you know if I look really excited up here, that's because I'm really excited about this topic.
如果我看起来是不是非常激动啊？那是因为我真的对这样的一个题目非常的兴奋。如果你不是那么激动，也没问题。
This is one of the assets that God is giving to us, like what Megan Google talked about last night.
这就是神昨天。晚上美莲姑姑讲到了是给我们的一个产业，就是她昨天谈到的，或者叫资产。
The first thing that I think will be very valuable for us to see and to understand is that brand identity, it comes from core values.
那有一点很重要的就是我们需要去看见的，就是一个品牌它的一个识别是从核心价值而来的。
And moreover,
那另外呢
The right core values must come from destiny.
那正确的核心价值必然是出于命定的。
So as we begin to talk about the first topic,
所以当我们开始谈这个第一点的时候
I guess one of the best way to kind of begin this topic is to ask the question, what is brand?
我想我们最好的一种方法来谈这样的一个主题就是开始问这样的一个问题到底什么是品牌
You go on Google, you can find all kinds of very complicated definitions, sometimes contradictory.
你要是上到谷歌这样的一个搜索的来搜索的话你会发现有很多的定义有些他们还彼此矛盾。
But actually it's really simple if you look at it from the biblical point of view.
事实上当你从这样的一个圣经的角度去看的话应该是很简单
and if you understand this concept you can help a lot of companies to elevate and to turn around their brand
如果你可以抓住这样的一个概念你可以帮助很多的公司来提升他们的品牌价值
we believe that's one of the things that God wants us to do so if you're interested in doing that please come and talk to us afterwards
我相信这是神在这个时候呼召我们要去做的如果你有兴趣你之后可以来找我们谈
A real simple definition of brand is that it is a reflection of what really is inside.
那一个品牌很简单的一个定义，就是说它是一种外在的见证，反映出内在的实质。
It's a reflection of what? It's a reflection of our outward testimony that reflects what is really inside.
它是反映出一个内在它的内涵的一个外在的见证。
You know, you hear about this term brand equity. You know, this brand value.
哦，你可能听过这样的一个品牌价值，或者品牌它的这个资产。
You know, a lot of people who are trying to, you know, help people with brand, like trying to build your brand equity.
哦，那很多人来帮助你建品牌的这些人，他会说你要来建造你的品牌的价值。
But if you only go after the brand equity part, you will not help that brand.
但是如果你一直只是追求的品牌的这个经济价值的话，你就不能真正的帮助这个品牌。
Because behind that brand, there has to be an asset. There has to be something that's valuable.
因为在这样的一个品牌后面，必须有一个真正的一个有价值的东西，一个资产。
And brand is only a way to bring the testimony, bring the stories about why that thing is valuable outward.
那品牌呢？它只是一种方式，让你可以把它后面的这样的一个东西带出来，一个外在的一个彰显，说为什么它是有价值的。
You like my jacket? You like my jeans?
啊，喜欢我的牛仔裤，喜欢我的夹克吗？我的外套吗
？I could never afford these if I paid for them by myself.
如果我自己去掏钱的话，我永远买不起。
But we're helping this company with this brand today.
啊，我们现在正在帮助这个公司来建造品牌。
Do you like this jacket and this pants?
你喜欢我的这个外套还有我的长裤吗
？If I told you that I bought this in a street, you know, 那个街上的摊子哈。地摊 If I told you I brought this in the street, how much do you think it'll cost?
如果我今天是在地摊买的它，你认为它应该多少钱？
How about this jacket? How much do you think this jacket costs?
这个外套你觉得这个西装你应该值多少钱？
If I bought it in the streets,
如果我在街上地摊上买的，5块钱。
Am I supposed to laugh or?
我应该笑，
There's a point to this.
我应该哭。我里面有一个重点。
You know, this is a China product.
这是一个中国的一个产品。
You know, some people very generous. You know, 500 RMB, about $100 US.
有人非常的慷慨，他会说，人民币500块。
But if you put this jacket into the store,
但如果你把它放在一家商店里
，that has Tony Ware in front of it,
如果上面有汤尼维尔的标牌
，you know, with all kinds of decorations and all kinds of story behind this jacket,
那有很多的这样的一个装饰，有很多。在这个外套这个衣服它后面的这样的一个故事呈现出来。
This is the most expensive jacket I've ever worn in my life.
我可以告诉你，这样的一件西装是我一生穿的最昂贵的。
The retail is about 5,000 RMB.
哦，那零售价是差不多5000块人民币。
Almost $1,800 US.
差不多800美元。
So where did that 4,500 RMB came from?
那么这样的4,500块人民币，它这个价值从哪儿来
？Same material, same you know.
同样的材料。
Same exact thing.
全部同样的做工。
It's just that when you put it on the street,
就是你要把它放在大街上。
You are not able to bring out the testimony behind this.
你就没有办法带出来它后面所带的见证。
But if you bring it into a store,
但如果你把它带到一家店面里
，that tells about its story, tells about its design,
来向你呈现它的故事，呈现它的设计
，and you put 5,000 on here,
然后你把它放你标上5,000块
，that testimony comes through,
那这样的一个见证就带了出来
，that testimony brings out the true underlining value of this jacket.
那这样子的一个见证就带出来这样一件衣服它背后原生的或者支撑它的这个价值
We're supposed to do that for Jesus too
我们也应该这样为耶稣而做
Because Jesus he commands us to be his testimony
因为耶稣他吩咐我们要成为他的见证
Just a verse that we saw just a while ago
就像我们刚才看过的一段经文
That we are called to be the witnesses of Jesus with the power of the Holy Spirit.
当这个圣灵降在我们身上的时候，我们蒙召要去做他的见证。
In other words, we're called to be the brand of Jesus.
换句话说，我们蒙召要去成为耶稣的品牌。
And when we have to be His brand, it means that something beneath, behind that brand has value.
我们要成为他的这个见证，也就是说，在他的后面有一个东西是有价值的。
There's an asset behind what this brand represents.
那在这个品牌它所代表的这个价值后面是有一个资产，一个有价值的东西。
What is that asset?
那这样的一个资产是什么
？That asset is us living out the value, the core value.Of Jesus.
那这样的一个资产就是我们活出来耶稣基督他的核心价值。
In the power of the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的大能当中。
How many of you get it?
有多少人能听懂?
Really?
真的?
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
真的这样很好。
Because if I spoke this to myself, I wouldn't have gotten it by this slide.
如果我自己讲给自己的听的话，可能讲到这里时候我还没听懂。
Core value, our core value, the value that we can live out the assets, you know, that drives our brand.
那这样一个核心价值，让我们可以活出它后面的这个资产，这个来驱动一个品牌。
There's something valuable about living us living out the values of Jesus Christ.
当我们活出来耶稣基督的价值的时候，这其中有价值。
The world's companies, they understand this principle.
那这个今天世界上的公司，他们明白这样的一个原则。
And the reason why I asked you how many people understood is because I didn't understand it until I started thinking about this in terms of world's company.
我为什么来问大家这样刚才一个问题，你是不是明白？因为一直到我开始去思想今天世上许多的公司的时候，我才开始明白。
And it's funny, I came up with the stuff and I didn't understand it.
很有意思，是我想出来的一些东西，我一开始也不明白。
Let me bring to you two companies.
我在这里给大家看两家公司。
Companies that I think are very representative, very, very forefront in our economy today.
那这两家公司都是非常具代表性的，是在我们今天的这样的一个经济体系里面在最前沿的。
Both of these companies.You can see that their identity are very clearly connected to their core values.
你可以看到他们的这样的一个品牌识别跟他们的核心价值这样的休戚相关。
That testimony is very connected to their core values, and that's why they're very successful today.
他们的所做出来的见证跟他们的核心价值是如此的紧紧相连，所以他们今天如此的成功。
How many people have gotten on Facebook this morning?
今天早上有多少人上了 Facebook 或者这个脸书的？
You know, they have what 800 million friends now.
他们现在差不多有八千万的这样。八亿，谢谢。
不是八亿，八亿，对。
八是。
You know, almost approaching $1 billion.
快到十亿了。这样。
And they dominate the time and the attention of a lot of our lives here, especially your children.
他们真的是来占据了我们很多我们的生命，或者甚至可以说，他来主宰我们很多人的这个生命。尤其是我们的孩子。
So what is their brand identity? What's the testimony that they have about their company?
那他们的品牌识别是什么？他们所带出来的这样的一个见证是什么？
Anyone?
有没有人知道？
What is their brand identity? They're one of the hottest companies in the world.
他们目前是等于说是最受欢迎的这样的公司。那么他们的品牌是他们的什么 core value?
品牌识别。
品牌识别是什么？
It's really simple. It's to connect with your friends.
很简单，就是跟朋友连接。
Facebook. When you talk about Facebook, when you think about Facebook, wow, it's great connection with your friends.
当我们想到 Facebook 就脸书的时候，我们就说，真的可以跟朋友有很好的连接。
No one else but my friends, the people who are connected with me.
没有我的朋友，没有跟任何的别的人，就是跟我来开始连接，有一个连接。
And behind this brand identity, there's an underlying asset. There's something valuable.
那在这样的一个品牌识别后面，它有一个资产，有一个带着价值的一个东西。
And what is it?
那是什么？
I think it's pretty obvious for a lot of us. It's just that web communication tool that they put on to the internet.
那对我们很多人来讲是显而易见的，它就是一个网络工具。他们放在这个网上的
to help you to communicate to manage your communication with your friends
就这样你跟朋友之间可以有各样的一些通信来往也帮助你做各样的这些管理
one thing interesting about Facebook
那对脸书有一个非常有意思的
they started back in about 2005-2006
他们是差不多2005年或者06年开始
and it started by a small college boy from Harvard.
他是从一个上大学的一个学生，他当时在哈佛读书。
No name, no background, no nothing.
他是根本没有任何的名气，也没有任何的背景，什么都没有。
When they enter into the social media market,
当他们开始进到这个这样的社交媒体这样的一个市场的时候
，there was already established players, very large, like Zynga.Like MySpace.
当时已经有很多现有的这些的工具已经在市场上，比如说 Zynga 还有 MySpace.
Yeah, don't judge me for knowing these things. Megan Gu told us that we need to bring information in, right? And that we need to understand.
我懂这些，大家不要因为这个就论断我。因为 Megan Gu 告诉我们说，我们需要来知道这些，来把这个神的这些品牌带进来。
Why is it that they have such large established players and suddenly this Facebook guy comes in and then just takes the market?
为什么这原来的 这些厂家的这些产品他们已经占有了那么大的这个市场，突然脸书他 这个小家伙进来一下子把他们市场都夺走了。
I believe the reason why they were able to occupy the market and in the way they dominate the market today has to do with their core values.
我相信他们之所以占有了这个市场，而且现在等于说是独霸这个市场，它是因为它后面的一个核心价值。
This core value drove the development of their assets.
因为就是这样的一个核心价值来驱动他们这个资产的。
What do you think that core value is? Can anyone guess?
你相信它后面的这个核心价值是什么？我们有没有人可以猜一下？
If you saw the movie, you might have some clue.
如果你看过这个电影，你可能会有一些的线索。
Any guess?
有没有人猜一下？
It's not innovation.
不是创新。
Because this guy Mark Zuckerberg, who started Facebook, he stole the code from someone else. He didn't invent it.
因为这个 Mark Zuckerberg 这个人，他在等于说他在来创作这样的一个产品的时候，他是等于说窃取别人的，他不是自己。
The core value behind all of this is exclusivity.
那他这个背后的这样的一个核心价值就是一个排他性。
Because at that time, MySpace and Zynga, it was a mess.
因为在那个时候 ，MySpace 这个还有 Zynga 这样的一个这些软体，他们简直是一团糟。
There was no control, you know.People were scared.
他们没有办法把它控制得很好，因为人所以人都很担心。
It was very dangerous, very dangerous place to be in MySpace.
那如果上到 MySpace 上边，实际上是一个很危险的一个地方。
And then Facebook came in and says, "You know, you cannot be on this network unless I invite you."
那 Facebook 就是脸书这样进来，他开始讲说，除非我邀请你。否则你没有办法上到我的里面。
And in the beginning, you cannot even get on Facebook unless you were a college student.
在最开始的时候，除非你是一个大学生，否则你根本不允许上脸书。
We're going to exclude.
我们要排他。
With that simple core value, they overtook all the other giants in the industry.
就带着这样的一个非常简单的一个核心的价值，他们整个把所有当时在市场上的这些巨人都赶出了出去。
There's a root behind this core value.
那在这样的一个核心价值后面，它有一个根源。
What do you think that root is?
你想这个根源是什么？
If you saw the movie, you might know what I know.
也许你看过电影的话，你
会知道。How many people saw the movie? Nobody saw the movie.
有多少人看过这个电影？好像没人看过电影。
The root.
它的根源。
The root, I believe.Is Harvard's exclusive network?
那我相信就是那个哈佛他独家的一个网络。
That was the idea that he stole.
那个就是他窃取的这样的一个想法，一个构想。
We know that he stole it because he paid hundreds of millions of dollars to the people that he stole it from.
我说他是窃取的，是因为他后来他这样支付了差不多百万上亿的这样的钱，是他原来从别人那里窃取的这个对象。
And that root is, we are Harvard. We're going to just have an exclusive network in Harvard.
那它的这个根源就是说，我们是哈佛的人，所以我们要独家的，只能是属于哈佛的这个网络里面的人。
And from that one simple idea,
从这样的一个很简单的一个想法，
became the core value that drove the development of their assets.
那这就成为一个驱动他们价值开发的背后的核心价值。
Today becomes a brand, a testimony of how important that core value is.
那今天就成了一个活生生的这样的一个见证，让我们看到这样的核心价值是何等的重要。
So core value and your brand is completely connected.
所以核心价值跟你的品牌是紧密相连的。
You give another example.
我可以再举另外一个例子。
Apple, what do you think Apple's brand identity is?
苹果，你想苹果它的这个。品牌识别是什么？
How many people have Apple products?
我们有多少人有苹果的产品？
Oh, I told you yesterday you had to buy HTC.
我昨天跟你们说你应该去买 HTC.
Apple have a lot of stuff we can learn from.
但是苹果就有很多的我们可以学习的。
What do you think is their brand identity?
你觉得他们的这个品牌识别是什么？
This is the hottest company on the face of the earth today.
这现在是整个全世界地球上最热门的一家公司。
The most valuable company in the world.
是价值最高、身价最高的一家公司。
They said that they're approaching $800 billion in market capitalization.
哦，他们。在说他们已经要接近8000亿的这样子的一个资产的价值。
And some people say, you know, in the next year or so, I don't know, they're going to hit $1 trillion.
有的人说他在接下来的差不多一年，他们要进到1兆。
I make some people from Taiwan very upset by telling them that $800 million is about the GDP of Taiwan.
我当我讲到就是说这个八千亿的这样的一个概念的时候，我让一些台湾的朋友非常的生气，因为这个基本上是台湾它的全民生产总值的价值。
In other words, if everybody in Taiwan worked for 1 year, you know, and gave all of their salaries, everything, you know, put it all together, they still cannot buy Apple.
换句话就是说那。台湾所有的人 每年这样子的工作，然后把他们的薪水都这样放在一起，最后他们加起来还是没有办法，全台湾没有办法来买下苹果公司。
What is it about Apple? What is the testimony that they bring out? What is their brand identity? Do you want to guess?
那苹果到底它是什么呢？它到底是怎么回事呢？到底是它的品牌价值、品牌识别是什么？那有没有人可以猜一下
？It's so cool.
它真的很酷。
Stylish.
非常时尚。
Oh, it's so easy to use. It
非常的实容易用，实易用。
And I can use it for everything I need in my life.
那我生命中每一个方面，我都可以来用它帮助我。
Even finding a wife or husband.
哦，甚至找太太、找先生都可以用它。
I even had to sleep with it.
啊，我甚至可以抱着它睡觉。
How many people sleep with their phones?
有多少人抱着你的电话睡觉的？
哦，Please attend Allison Wu's workshop.
请你去参加胡慧玲姐妹她的专题。
And sign up for counseling afterwards.
然后之后你去报名参加她的辅导。
It is so useful to me.
对我真的是太有用了。
It is so easy to use.
太容易使用了。
And it is so cool. Everybody likes me when I have it.
太酷了！当我有这样的一个产品的时候，大家都喜欢我。
What is the underlying asset in Apple that brings out this testimony?
那在它背后，这个让苹果公司带出这样的一个价值的，它的后面的资产是什么？
The best way I say it is, they have all the eyes.
那我最后能看到的最好的就是说，他们也每个都是用 eye.
That everything about everything with an eye.
所有的带 eye 这个字的，
我这个字的 is a product that can serve me.
那就是一个产品可以来服务于我的。
And that all these different eye products, they all connect together into a big ecosystem that controls my life.
那这些这样子的一个 eye 的一个产品，它跟其他所有的 eye 产品，它们都一起非常一致有序，它们可以整个来服务于我的生活。
And I love it when they control my life. Thank you, please.
当这些整个来控制了我的生命的时候，我真的很喜欢。接着来吧。
That truly is their asset.
那真的就是它后面的资产。
And that has brought them into the most valuable company in the world.
就是把他们带向今天这样的一个地步，可以成为世界上身价最高的公司。
But if you examine this company, you will discover something very similar to Facebook.
当你去仔细研究这个公司的时候，你会发现他们跟 Facebook 脸书这个有一些非常相似的地方。
When they came in with their hit products like iPod and iPhone.
当他们开始就是来设计出来他们这些非常时髦的产品，像 iPod、iPhone 的时候
，iPhone for example，
iPhone 比如说这样的一个电话，
It came out in 2007. If you remember, it came out 2007, not that long ago.
它差不多是2007年出来的，不是太久之前。
At that time, there was, you know, everybody has some smartphone products in the market.
在当时，基本上大家在这个市场上都可以看到各样的智能手机。
Right, Nokia，
是不是
Motorola？
摩托罗拉
，Samsung，
三星
，BlackBerry， Raspberry， Blueberry， whatever，
很多。
They did not come into a market that was completely brand new.
他们进到这个市场的时候，市场当时并不是一个全新的一个产品。
And they did not know how to make phones because I saw the inside of their phone. I used to work for this phone design. I saw the inside of their phone, I laughed.
但是他们甚至连电话怎么做他们都不懂，所以因为我当时是在做这样的手机的，所以我去看他们里面的这个设计的时候我都笑了。
Why is it that they can dominate the market today?
为什么今天他们可以整个独霸这个市场？
At least dominate the hearts of the market.
在今天为什么他可以支配这个整个这个市场的核心？
That, you know, when they have their product release, they have to find cops, they have to find police in Beijing and Shanghai to keep order.
他们的产品，最新产品这样推出来的时候，他们在北京、上海，那些店外面都需要有警察特别维持秩序。
Why is it that they can get to this point? What is it about them that makes them the most valuable company in the world?
他们怎么可以发展到这样的一个地步？到底是什么让他们可以成为世界上身价最高的公司？
Do you think core value has something to do with it?
你认不认为他们的核心价值在其中有一些关系？
I think so. That's why I'm talking about this.
我相信是这样，这就是我今天所谈的内容。
So what is Apple's core value that drove them to this position?
那么到底苹果公司它的这个核心价值是什么？一直推动他们，促使他们能够有今天。
It's really simple.
很简单。
It's simplicity.
简洁。
If you look at the iPhone.
如果你去看 iPhone 这样的一个智能手机。
Or if you look at the mouse.
或者你看他们的这个鼠标。
Only one button. Don't give me two buttons. Don't complicate things.
只有这样一个按钮，不要给我两个，只有一个。
iPhone nice and smooth.
那个iPhone 这个智能手机它非常的润滑
Very clean,
光滑非常的清洁
One main button
就是一个按钮
You know and it's easy enough to use that my three-year-old can do this when she was three-year-old she can do this
那用起来是如此的简洁以至于我三岁的女儿她三岁的时候她就可以那样滑呀滑
My mother's 70 years old this year
我妈妈今年70岁
Last year we bought her an iPad
去年我们给她买了一个 iPad
And then the world of internet opened up to her
那整个网络的世界向她打开
You know she can read her emails now She can even send emails
现在她可以看她的电邮也可以发电邮了
Why? Because it was simple to use.
因为真的非常简单易用。
In 2007,
2006, 2006, 2007年,
all these other handset makers, all these makers of smartphones, they said there's no market in the world that anybody will pay $800 for a handset.
那当时的这样的智能手机的市场，他们就说根本不可能有任何的厂家可以进来，让人愿意$800。
No consumer market exists in the world unless your company is paying for it.
世界上没有这样的一个消费者的市场，除非你自己的公司愿意。
But Steve Jobs came in and says, "No, we're going to make it simple enough that everybody can use it."
但是这个时候，乔布斯他进来，他就说，不是这样子的，我们要让每个人都来使用。
Because we have a core value of simplicity.
因为我们有这样的核心价值，就是简洁。
And that's why they have to hire cops and policemen in Shanghai and Beijing.
这就是为什么他要在北京、在上海，他们要雇用当地的警察。
And about 20-30% of people here, mostly about 20-30% of people here have an iPhone product or have an i product.
我们在座的差不多至少20%-30%的人来就拥有这样的一个。或者是 iPhone 智能手机，或者是一个 i 产品。
I want to shake you a little bit.
我在这里要稍微震一下大家。
By asking you, you know there's a root to this core value.
那就是要告诉大家，就在这个后，你知道吗？它后面有一个根源。
Steve Jobs didn't just wake up one morning and say, "Oh, I like things simple. Let's make everything simple."
乔布斯他不是突然有一天早晨起来说，哦，我喜欢很简洁的东西，我来做一些简洁的东西。
Where do you think this core value came from?
你想他这样的一个核心价值从何而来
？Touch every customer.
来触摸每一个消费者。
It's even, it's even more simple.
应该更简单。
Steve Jobs was a very devout Buddhist.
那乔布斯他是一个非常虔诚的佛教徒。
You know, he adhered to this mindset of minimalist.
那他有
simple and clean.
他有这样的一个思想理念，就是最简单、最简化、最小的，一切都到至小。
I haven't checked this out, but I heard that his house has no furniture because he wants to be simple and clean.
我这样听说，但是我没有去这样子的去验证哈。就说他的家里面根本没有家具的，因为他喜欢一切都简单简洁。
What is the testimony that Steve Jobs is bringing out through his company, through his brand identity?
那么借着他的这个品牌识别，乔布斯他带给这个世界的这样的一个见证是什么？
If you connect it back to his core values that drove I believe one of the pivotal product strategies of his company.
如果你去看一下他后面的这个核心价值来驱动他这样今天创造这样出来一个世界上最关键的这样的一个产品。
A core value came from a belief. Core value came from a belief in a false god.
那么他的核心价值。是来自他的一个信仰，是对一个假神的一个信仰。
Core value connects to our assets and connects to the brand, our testimony to the world.
那么这样的核心价值跟我们的资产紧紧相连，也跟之后我们的这样的品牌识别带给世界的见证紧密相连。
So do you understand a little better now?
现在是不是更明白一点了？
Why brand is important?
为什么品牌如此重要？
What?If our core values came from God,
那如果我们的核心价值是从神而来
，What if this core value flow from the very heart of our Creator?
结果会怎么样？那么如果我们的核心价值是从我们的造物主而来，结果会怎样
？Well, if we can find the right core value, what kind of company do you think we can have? What kind of people do you think we become?
如果我们可以找到这个正确的核心价值，你想会我们会成为何等的人？我们会有怎样的一个结果
？I believe a lot of companies, Christian companies today, have a hard time seeing the connection between brand and their spiritual core values.
我相信今天很多基督徒的公司还很难去看到他们这个他们自己的这样的核心价值跟他们的产品的品牌有什么关系
？Traditionally, we separate the spiritual and the worldly.
啊，因为我们的传统是让我们跟我们。这样属灵的这个部分生活的这一部分跟我们在世界上的是分割的
and this is why we're non-traditional because we believe that those two things are together
这就是为什么我们不合乎传统因为我们相信这两者是一体的
because Steven Jobs can put his spirituality into his company strategy so can we
因为如果乔布斯可以把他的这样的一个属灵的一个信仰可以放到他的这个公司的话我们也可以
We have the creator of the universe, the son of the living God.
我们拥有的是宇宙的创造者，是神的儿子。
If we put ourselves into the flow of our creator,
如果我们把自己这样放入我们造物主的水流
，the way that he's pushing, the way that he's propagating things,
啊，是他正在这样推动、在推广的一个水流当中。
Do you think it would be too difficult for us?As the sons of God to have the most valuable companies, the top 100 most valuable companies in the world?
你认为会太困难吗？我们作为神的儿子，可以做成世界上最顶尖的啊这样子国度500强的这些公司吗
？Can we do that?
我们能不能做
？If Steven Jobs can do it with a false God, what can we do with a real, true, living God who's our creator?
如果乔布斯能用一个假神。这样做出来，我们用一个，我们拥有一个真神，而且是我们的造物主。
How do we find the right core value?
我们如何可以找到这个正确的核心价值
？I have 15 minutes to tell you about it.
我还有15分钟可以跟大家讲解。
Should we wait till next year to do this? I don't.
我们好不好？
Think we have enough time.
要不要等到明年？
Yeah, I will tell you about it.Otherwise, I'll be in big trouble.
我会来跟大家讲的。哦，否则的话，我就麻烦了。
God has a right core value for us.
神为我们有预备的正确的核心价值。
Every one of us.
每一个人。
That's a billion times more powerful than what Steven Jobs has.
那比乔布斯他所拥有的要有千倍、亿万倍的大能。
We just need to know how to connect that to our destiny.
我们只是需要知道怎么样让它跟我们的命定连接起来。
Because right core value comes from our destiny.
因为正确的核心价值是从我们的命定而来。
Because every one of us,
我们每一个人
we have a life assignment from God.
我们都有从神来的一个一生的任务。
Uniquely designed for us.
是非常独特的为我们设计的。
So unique, I call it the kingdom DNA.
是如此的独特，以至于我称它是神国遗传基因。
Just as the DNA is unique for everyone, I believe there's a life assignment DNA that's unique for everyone.
就像我们生命这样的一个遗传基因对每个人都是非常独特的，那么神给我们的一生一个任务，这样的一个神国的遗传基因也是独特的。
And that DNA is what it is our assignment to bring out the value, bring out the asset that God will manifest in us.
那这样的一个神国度的一个遗传基因是让我们可以带出来这样的核心价值，带出来神给我们的这一份的资产。
So that we can truly become his testimonies, truly become his brand.
以至于我们可以真正的成为他的见证，成为他的品牌。
God tells us to be his brand, he's not kidding around.
当神说我们是他的品牌的时候，他不是在开玩笑。
He's got something designed in every one of us to see that brand manifest just like even greater, billion times greater than what Steve Jobs can do.
那他在设计我们的时候，在造我们的时候，他给我们放的这样的一个遗传基因，那他发挥出来的话，要比乔布斯要强过千百亿万亿，
就很多了，就很多
就
好了，
很多。
This brand is talked about in Psalm 139.
那这样的一个品牌是在诗篇139篇谈到的，
你帮我念好不好？
好，好，诗篇第139篇13-17节，我的肺腑是你所造的，在我在母腹中你已覆庇我，我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络，那时我的形体并不向你隐藏，我未成形的体质你的眼早已看见了，你所定的日子我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册子上了。神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。
For you created my most inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depth of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast are the sum of them. I highlighted a red word up there.
我那里有用红色特别标出来一个字。
Because that word is, I just recently discovered, this is quite interesting.
那这是我最近发现了一个词，我觉得非常有趣。
This word woven in English.
在英文就把它编织在一起，或者联络在一起。
This word is only used in the book of Exodus.
那这个词只是在出埃及记用过。
And then used once for the rest of the Bible, where in Psalm 139.
那在圣经里面只有下一次用到，就是在诗篇139篇。
This word woven is like an embroider, put the threads together.
那这样的一个编织，就像一个刺绣的人，他把这些线给他织到一起。
And it's exclusively used in the book of Exodus in talking about building the tabernacle.
它是单单的，就是用在这个出埃及记里面，他讲到就是这个造会幕的时候。
It says that, you know, the fine linens, the threads, the very high quality threads, has to be woven together in blue and scarlet and purple colors.
那他就讲了这些细麻线都需要用这样的蓝色和红色这样编织连接接而成。
It says that when we're made in a secret place,
就是说到我们是在隐秘处受造。
And that our frame,was able to be seen by God.
那我们的这样的一个形体要神有看见。
In the depth of the earth, wherever that is.
那在地的深处，我们不管它在哪里。
How is it that in the depth of the earth, in a secret place, our frame can be visible to him?
那怎么会我们在暗中或者在隐秘处会在深处被造的时候他却看到？
If you think about how he weaves us together.
如果你想想他怎么样将我们编织而成。
If you look at the picture of this thing,
如果你去看看这样的这个东西它的一个画面的话
In high school biology we all learn what this thing is.
那我们在高中的时候我们都学了这个到底是什么
It is our gene, it's our DNA that's woven together.
那就是我们的遗传基因被编织而成。
God wove the code of our DNA in the depth of the earth in a secret place.
神在一个隐秘处在这样地的深处将我们的遗传基因的密码编织而成。
This is why he can see our frame.
这就是为什么他可以看到我们的形体。
Today, we can look at the DNA and say, this child has a brown eyes, this girl has orange hair.
我们今天可以看看这样的遗传基因。我们可以说，这个男孩他的眼睛应该是棕色的，那这样子的一个女孩，她的头发应该是红色的。
橘色的。
橘色的。
没有橘色的。 We can tell the physical features of a person by looking at their DNA today.
我们今天就借着看他们的这个遗传基因，我们可以把他这个身体的一些的特征描述出来。
Of course, God can see our frames when He was weaving together the code of our DNA.
当然，神在来编写我们这个遗传基因的这个密码的时候。他一定可以看到我们那个未成型的体质。
And what really gripped me is when I saw the next verse.
哦，那特别当我看到接下来这一段经文的这些经文的时候，让我更加的吃惊。
It says that all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
所以你所定的日子，我尚未度过一日，你都写在你的册上了。
So we take this DNA idea.
所以我们就拿这样的一个遗传基因这样的一个想法。
For our bodies.
对我们的。身体来讲
and then we transpose it up to our lives.
那然后我们就把它来转换到我们的人生
And I believe this is what this verse is talking about.
我相信这个经文 这节经文它讲的就是这个含义
How can all the days, ordained for me be visible to you even before one of them came to be?
那怎么我在地上的这些的你为我所定的日子在我还没有度过一日的时候你已经都知道了
It's because it was all written in the code.Of the book.
因为这都是写在这本这个册子上或者它这个密码当中。
Like there's a DNA for our bodies.
就像我们的身体有遗传基因一样。
There's a DNA for our lives.
那么我们的人生也有一个基因。
This answers some questions for me about predestination and all this stuff.
那这个就是来回答了我部分的一些的疑问，说到这些预定各样的这些理论。
You know, our bodies, even though God gave us a certain DNA,
我们的身体虽然我们有某些的这样的遗传基因
，but we still have the responsibility of taking good care of it or taking bad care of it.
那我们依然有自己的这份责任，或者是好好照顾，或者不好好照顾它。
Feed a good food or feed a junk food?
你是要吃好的食物，或者是一些垃圾食物。
Feed it celery or feed it Doritos.
或者是你是来吃芹菜，还是吃那样的墨西哥食物
？It will all affect the way our body manifests.
它会影响最后我们身体它彰显的一个结果。
In the same way, God has given our life a DNA.
那同样的，神也给了我们一个人生的遗传基因。
How well you take care of it is how well that life will manifest.
那你是不是好好的去照顾他，就反映在最后会反映出来你最后彰显出来的这样子的一个现状。
And this DNA that's talked, that's I call it the DNA, but this code that's talked about in verse 16 is what I call the kingdom DNA.
那这样的一个遗传基因或者这个密码，我是把它在第十六节，我把它叫做国度基因。
And this concept is important.
这个概念很重要
because it is from this DNA, from this very desire of God over our lives.
那就是从这样的一个神国的一个基因，也就是说，神自己向着我们的一个渴望。
The very dream of God over our lives.
就是神向着我们的人生他的梦想。
How God designed us and how He would support us and propagate us.
那他怎么样来设计我们？他怎么样来这样子的来？推动我们来支持我们
it is from this DNA that we have our destiny
就是从这样的遗传基因它给我们的命定而来
and from this destiny is where we have to get our core values
就是从这样的一个命定里面我们要提取出我们的核心价值
at least right you know, at this point in time I'm trying to find people's core values my core value company's core value from their destiny
那在这个目前这样的时候我常常是从别人或者是我自己或者一个公司他的这样的一个命定里边为他们找出来这样的一个核心价值
So if a company comes to us today and says you know I want to turn around my brand
你知道有公司来找我们的时候说你知道吗我想来翻转我的品牌
I want to raise up my brand equity
我希望来提升我的品牌价值
The first thing I would do is I would begin to look at their destiny
那我要做的第一件事情就是先来看他们的命定
Isn't it important?
那就是这么的重要
Church, we have such an important job. We can bring destiny to people. We can speak about their destiny.
今天的教会啊，我们就是有这样的一个很重要的任务。我们可以把人们的命定这样带出来，可以对他们诉说。
When they are in their destiny, when they're running into that destiny, that kingdom DNA.
因为当他们去追求、去追随他们这样的一个命定、追随他这样一个国度性的遗传基因的时候
，they'll be like flowing like with a river.
他们就像流淌在一个河流当中
they will be in the current in the power in the force of God
它会在神自己的一个水流一个动 动力，一个湍流当中。
This is what we have to testify to the world.
这就是我们要向世界所见证出来的。
This is the kind of brand that we have to bring out, that we are riding in the current of God because we are living in His destiny.
这就是我们要向世人带出来的一个见证，就是我们正活在神的水流，神自己给我们的命定当中。
So one of the practical things that we're doing right now is that we start by developing a destiny statement, whether for an individual or for a company.
那我们今天所做的一件非常实际的一件事情，就是开始为个人或者是这样的一些公司来写出来他们的命定。
Because core values come from destiny statements.
因为它的核心价值应该是从命定宣言。
Remember, core values eventually drive the value of an asset. It eventually drive the brand, the testimony of the company.
记不记得我们说核心价值，它是来驱动一个公司它的资产，最终它是它的品，驱动它的品牌识别的。
I'm going to just give you a few principles about how destiny statements are derived.
那在这里我要跟大家提几个比较关键的一些原则，就是我们怎么样来写出来或者制定出来这样的一个命定宣言。
And then I'm going to give you some examples to help us all understand.
然后我会举几个实例，这样帮助大家可以明白。
Examples of some of the people whose companies are some of the people here in their companies.
那么今天我们在座的就有一些，就我们讲到的这些实例，这就是他们的公司。
The first thing about destiny statements, of course, it's got to be biblical.
当然，第一点关于说到这个命定的话，它必须是符合圣经的。
Because it has to flow with the heart of God, and everything in the scriptures tells about how God's heart flows.
那它必须是说到神他心意的一个水流，那只有圣经里面他一直在讲到神的心意的水流。
All of our destiny statements starts with the scripture.
你会发现我们所有的这样的命定宣言，它都是从经文开始。
And by the way, toward the end today, I'd like us to do this together. You know, to also do this for yourself.
那我顺便提一下，就是我们到最后结束的时候，我希望我们彼此可以这样的来祝福。
So don't think this is just for companies. This is for you today.
不要以为这只是使用于这个公司的，是可以你个人。
And hopefully that you can help others and also other companies in the future.
希望你最后也可以帮助别的公司或者在将来。
The second thing about the destiny statement is that it speaks to our career. It speaks to who we are and how God has designed us.
那第二点就是说到，它是针对我们的事业，那就讲到神他向着我们的这个心愿，一个愿望是什么。
It speaks something about our kingdom DNA.
它真的是在讲到我们的国度遗传基因。
And what that code means.
那些的密码，它的含义是什么。
And of course, it will flow with the current of God.
那当然它会跟神的水流同步。
That's the only way that we can find true success today, is that we flow in that current of God.
今天我们只有在与神的水流同步的时候，才可以得到真正的成功。
You know, if you're not satisfied with your career, if you're very frustrated, there could be, not, this is not all, the case all the time, but there could be a case where you're not flowing in the current of God.
那今天如果你对你的事业很不满足的话，那一个可能的原因，不可能，不一定是所有的原因，就是你没有跟神的水流同步。
Maybe you're flowing against his current. That's bad.
也许你是在逆向，在神的水流当中，你是逆反的。
But this is why it's so important that we come together as a church, as a body, to bring these destiny statements out for each other.
这就是为什么我们很重要的一点，就是我们作为一个教会的身体，可以一起来开发出来这样子的一些命定宣言。
So to help you better grasp this concept, I have a few examples.
来帮助大家更好的能够抓住这些概念，我有几个实例。
How the destiny statements are derived in the core values.
那就是这个命定宣言可以来驱动核心价值。
And hopefully eventually bring out the testimony that God has in store for us.
那我们希望到最后它可以带出来神为我们预定的那样一个见证。
Bring out our true brand.
然后带出来我们真正的品牌。
I'm not sure I have time to go through all of these today.
我不确定我是不是有时间把这每个例子都讲到。
And so I have to pick and choose, right?
所以我现在需要来选一下。
Well, I'm going to start with the first one.
我要从第一个开始。
And see where this leads us. This is a company. This is for a company that does promotional items.
那这家公司它是做这些促销礼品的。
Actually, his brother is Xing Jia's company.
就是新加
坡弟
兄的，他叫 TwinTech 公司的。
And they make gift items that can be given on behalf of companies with company logos on there to promote their company.
他们就是代表一些公司，他们做出来这样的一些的礼品，上面有他们公司的这个商标，可以来送给别人，来促销他们的产品。
And as we were praying for this company, the Lord gave us a scripture.
我们在为这家公司祷告的时候，神就赐下这样的一个经文给我们。
Romans chapter 5:6-8.
那罗马书五章六到八节。
你帮我念好吗？
好，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死了。为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者是有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们而死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
So the underlying current, the force of God,
它背后的这样的一个水流，它就是神自己的一个动力。
You know, for this company, for force behind the principles, the operating principles of this company.
那神为他们预备就是他在运作的原则，这个后面的被运作原则，后面神的这个旨意。
That principle comes from this verse that you see at the right time when we were still powerless.
那就是他这样的一个原则是从这里来，就是在时候满足的时候，在所定的日期，当我们还是软弱的时候。
The Christ died for the ungodly.
那神就为罪人死了。
But the God demonstrated His own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明。
In other words, we got a gift from God when we didn't even deserve it.
换句话就是说，我们从神领受了一个礼物，是我们不配得到的。
And He didn't just give us a gift because you know He was rich and generous.
他把这个礼物给我们，不是说因为他很富有，或者说他很慷慨。
He gave this gift to us so that we can continue, we can develop even a deeper and a more meaningful relationship.
他把这样的一个礼物赐下来给我们，以至于我们可以跟他最后发展成一个更深的、更长远的一个关系。
This was a token from him to let us know that he wants to connect with us.
这只是一个表征，他这样给了我们，就是向我们说，他愿意跟我们有个连接。
More so than we have right now.
比我们现在更多的一个连接。
So the destiny statement, the kingdom DNA that we kind of spoke for this company is this.
那他的这个命定宣言，就是神为这个公司所制定的遗传基因。是这样子的。
It's to demonstrate the heart of God, the God's heart for grace.
就是来展示神乐意施恩的一个心意。
Of giving something that is useful, enjoyable, and meaningful.
那给出来这样的一些东西，这些东西是有用的，是可享受的，是有意义的。
In order to build a deeper relationship for a greater purpose.
为的是建立一个更深的关系，达到一个更大的目的。
This destiny reflects the heart of God in Romans chapter 5.
那么这样的一个命定，它是反映神在罗马书第五章的一个心意。
So we encourage this company, you know, to develop its core values.
所以我们就鼓励这些公司呢，来开发出来它的这些核心价
值。Letting this core value begin to drive, you know, everything about its product strategy and eventually its brand identity.
那希望这样的核心价值来驱动他们之后的这样的一切的这样的策略，还有他们的这个品牌识别。
And the core values that we want to strive for a deeper relationship of trust and of goodwill.
Okay, 那它的核心价值就是要竭力进入一种更深的关系，达到彼此的信任和更深的情谊。
Next one is a company that does wine imports.
下面一个是做这个葡萄酒进出口的。
And brand development for wines that are imported into China from Europe and other places.
还有这些品牌开发，他们是从欧洲进口葡萄酒进到中国的。
Now you might think, oh, alcohol, wine, how can this be of heart of God?
你可能会想，酒精啊，葡萄酒，这怎么可以成为神的心意呢？
Well, let's look at scripture.
那我们来看一下圣经。
In Luke chapter 22, it says that in the same way, after the supper, he took up a cup and saying, "This is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you."
路加福音二十二章二十节，就饭后耶稣也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
So Jesus is connecting that covenant, the covenant with us with this wine that he's holding his cup.
耶稣他在这里把一个新的约跟他手中所拿的这一杯酒连接在一起。
And this cup is representing his blood.
那这样的一个杯代表的是他的血。
What is the blood of Jesus Christ?
那耶稣的血是什么？
The blood of Jesus Christ, please help me to advance.
那耶稣基督他的血。
The blood of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的血。
The blood of Jesus Christ in Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 and 20.
哥罗西书一章十九到二十节讲到耶稣基督的血。
It says that God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Jesus Christ, dwell in him.
就是因为神父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
And through him to reconcile to himself all things on earth in heaven by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
It is by the blood of Christ Jesus that things are made peaceful again.
就是借着耶稣基督的宝血，一切的和平都成就了。
Value is restored.
那这些价值就得以恢复。
Relationships are reconciled.
那关系得着和解。
Value, who we are, our assets are elevated.
我们的价值，我们自己的身份得着了提升。
So the destiny statement, I think, is kind of interesting.
那他的命定宣言，很有点意思。
It's to serve the world a drink.
说为这个世界奉上一杯。
Not so that you can get drunk.
不是让你喝醉了。
And forget about your problems.
让你不再去想你的难题。
Serve the world a drink of divine restoration.
为这个世界奉上一杯属天的恢复。
Divine reconciliation.
属天的和解。
Divine renewal.
属天的更新。
And divine regeneration.
属天的再生。
Because this is the connection between wine and the blood.
因为这就是这个酒与血的连接。
God has a desire. He has a force behind here.
神他有一个心愿，他在后面有一个动力。
So I give him a real simple core value.
那这也是一个非常简单的核心价值。
Just to bring about your core value, is just to bring about greater value than before.
你只是来带来一个更大的价值，是超越以往的。
Okay, you had -10 before.
你过去的是就是负十
Today you have positive 5.
你现在是正十
You have 5. Tomorrow you have 50.
你今天现在有五个，那明天的你是五十个。
The day after you have 5,000.
那之后你是五千。
You're always elevating value.
你一直在提升价值。
Because the blood of Jesus Christ is about elevating value.
因为耶稣基督的宝血，它的重点是要提升价值。
What was worthless before?
过去是毫无价值的。
Oh, by the blood of Jesus Christ is so much more valuable today.
靠着耶稣基督的宝血，你今天是有如此高的价值。
Yesterday was trash to be thrown into the gates of hell.
昨天你还是一些垃圾要丢到地狱的这样的火湖里面。
By the blood of Jesus Christ, today you are His treasure possession.
那因着耶稣基督的宝血，今天你是他宝贵的产业。
There is that force of God, the current of God here.
那今天有神他后面的一个动力，有神的他的一个水流。
If you're going to be importing wine, put that force behind what you're doing.
如果你要做这个葡萄酒的进出口的话，你把这样的一个动力放在你的产品后面。
Put it into your product strategy. Put it into your brand identity.
把它放在你的产品策略里面，把它放在你的品牌识别里面。
Is this making more sense to you?
现在是不是大家会更明白一些
？Is it making more sense?
是不是更明白一些
？I see maybe one third of the head nodding. The other
三分之一的。人在点声，好像其他还在思考。
Let me give you one more or two more.
我们再讲一两个。
Let me give you two more, okay?
好，两个。
And I promise we will finish.
我来答应，要结束。好。
It's interior design.
这是
this garment design.
Garment design.
We won't do that one today. Interior design.
室内设计。
This sister is here today. She's
sitting over there. 这个姐妹现在在我们这儿，她在这里在后面坐。
She's a very talented interior designer.
他是非常有才华的一位设计师。
And this afternoon's workshop, if you come to our workshop, you can see some of the things she's done for this Tony Ware company.
那今天下午你要去参加他们的专题的话，你可以看到他为汤尼维尔公司所做的一些非常出色的设计。
We started her destiny statement from Genesis chapter 1.
我们是从创世纪第一章开始他的命定宣言的。
Genesis chapter 1, really straightforward, everybody knows, day 1 to day 6.
那创世纪第一章他就很清晰的 列举了那第一天到第六天所发生的事情。
God went through the creation process.
那神他经历了整个的创造的过程。
But what's really important for this company?
那对这个公司最重要的一点。
It's really day 1 to day 5.
那就是他是第一天到第五天的。
Why?
所做的。那为什么?
Because day 1 to day 5 is when God prepared the environment.
那因为在第一天到第五天，神是在预备一个环境。
It's when God prepared the Garden of Eden.
是在预备伊甸园。
For that most important day six.
是为了那么最重要的第六天。
When He created His treasure possession, Adam and Eve.
当他来造了他的宝贵的产业亚当夏娃的时候。
So that before they come into the earth, He had to create the environment.
在他们来到这个地上之前，他需要来创造好一个环境。
That will allow them to live out the kingdom DNA, their destinies.
这样允许他们可以活出他们的国度遗传基因和他们的命定。
God didn't just throw them onto the dirt of the earth.
神不是只是就是一下子就把他们丢在那些尘土上，把他们丢在这个地上。
He was the ultimate interior designer, making sure the environment is just right.
他是那个最终极的室内装潢设计师，他来确保一切都是好的。
There's a current of God. There's a force of God behind this.
那在这个后面有神的一个水流，神的一个动力。
Desire and zeal of the Lord.
那神自己的一个愿望，神自己的一个热心。
So that for this destiny statement,
所以这样的一个命定宣言
we said to bring Eden, which is God's delight.
那来呈现伊甸园，那就是神的喜悦。
To places where people work and reside.
那就在人的工作或者家居之所。
Where they enjoy a lifestyle in the flow of the purpose and significance.
那他们可以享受一个美好的生活形态，这个形态就是具备人生的目的、意义以及生命水的河流。
Which is the flow of the river of life. If you came last year, you would know why.
那就是一个生命水的一个河流。你最后你看的时候，你就知道为什么。
You know, how do you like that? Have the force of Eden behind the way you design people's environment.
因为当你去来设计人的这样的一个环境的时候，你后面有伊甸园这样的一个动力在你后面。
So the core value that we sort of gave to her, maybe we'll be helping her to develop some of these.
那它的核心价值在这个后面。那我起码我们希望它这些都可以这样开发出来。
Is to create places of God's delight.
就是打造神所喜悦的一些居所或者一些处所
which is Eden
那就是伊甸园
for where people work and reside
是 不管是人的工作还是家居之所
God cares for the environment that we work and reside in
那神很在乎我们的工作和家居的地方
What if you flow with that caring, flow with that current in the way you design it?
那当你这样设计的时候，如果你这样流淌在这样的一个水流当中，会怎样
？The world's most valuable interior design company.
那会成为世界上最有价值的一个室内设计的一个公司。
This is the kind of storehouse God wants us to have.
这就是神今天让我们所建造的粮仓。
This is the only way we can bring in that big, great harvest.
这就是我们唯一的方法可以带下一个大收割。
Can I have time to tell you one more?
我们好，我再有给我点一点时间再讲一个。
This is important.
这很重要的一个。
Because this one here is this is not important. This is my company.
也不能说很重要，因为这是我的公司。
This company is more important.
这个公司更重要。
This is Tony Ware.
这是汤尼维尔。
It's really the company where we learn a lot of these concepts from.
我们就借着这家公司学了许许多多这方面的概念。
Elder Wu, who's the CEO of Tony Ware, he's here today.
那汤尼维尔他的这个总裁，是吴长老，今天在我们当中。
They are a fairly sizable company in China.
那他们的这个规模在中国有相当之大。
They do a very high-end fashion, both for men and women.
他们为男士和女做男装和女装都是属于高端的这样的系列。
And our focus is mainly on the men's fashion wear.
那我们所着重的是男士的时装。
Is this fitting for like a speaker kind of?
这是不是很适合我们这个讲员穿的
？I will not go into the business of doing modeling. Okay, I'm not. That's not my destiny. That's not my DNA.
我不会再谈这些做模特的事，那因为不是我的命定，那不是我的遗传基因。
But their clothes look really nice. Makes me look a lot. It elevates my brand.
那他的衣服真的是非常的好，它可以来提升我的品牌。
They have about 900 or so outlets in China, so 18 years of history.
他们在中国有18年的历史，差不多有900家的专卖店。
And their destiny statement really, really touched my heart.
那他们的这样的一个命定宣言真的让我的心很感动。
And it has its foundations in the river of water of life.
那他们的根基是源于生命水的河。
Because Elder Wu came last year and saw our theme of river water of life, he said, "Okay, I'm going to pick that for our next year's theme."
那去年吴长老到我们这里来参加我们的特会，他就说好，我就来选他来做我们明年的这个主题。
If you want to know how this theme is actually being incorporated into his products, into his company operations, we will talk about that this afternoon during our workshop.
那如果你想了解他们这样的一个主题是怎么样可以融入到他整个产品的这个设计方面，那今天下午这个专题我们会谈到。
We did not come up with this destiny statement when we began, but as we work into this process, as we look back, then we saw this destiny statement.
那这样的一个命定宣言不是我们一开始就想出来的，是在我们进入到这个过程当中，我们后来回过头来去看的时候，我们把这样的一个归纳出来。
We say that your company's destiny.
我们说你的公司的这个命定。
The very dream of God, the very desire of God.
就是神的梦想，神的渴望。
Is to reflect His fervent redemptive heart.
就是来表达神热切的救赎的心愿。
God has a zeal, He has a passion to redeem and to reconnect us.
那神他有这样的一个热心，有这样的一个热情，当他与我们连接的时候，他要来救赎我们。
He is not just you know a casual kind of a oh I think I like to reconnect with you. No, He has a fervent passion.
他不是这样很随意的说哦，我就跟你这样连接一下。不是的，他里面有一个非常热情的一个热望。
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 21,
创世纪三章二十一节，
God's very first act of giving that's recorded in Scripture.
那神他在就是第一次一个给出来的这样的一个举动是在圣经里面记载的。
Actually, the first act of giving after Adam and Eve sin.
事实上，他是在亚当夏娃犯罪之后第一个举动是来给出来的一个礼物。
Give them a covering.
就是给他们一个遮盖。
A covering that they could not make for themselves.
这就是他们自己没有办法做的一个遮盖。
A covering of their shame.
他们就是来遮盖他们的羞耻。
A covering that the shame that took that destroyed their destiny.
那就是这样的一个羞耻感在毁灭了他们整个的命定。
And the Lord wants to give them that covering. It's like I cannot wait.
那神就要把他这样的一个遮盖给他说，我都等不及。
I cannot wait to restore your life.
我等不及来恢复你的生命。
To restore that life back to his destiny, back to his dignity.
来恢复这样的一个生命，给再回到他的命定，回到他的尊严。
I'm going to sacrifice a life so that you can cover your shame.
我愿意牺牲我的生命，以至于你可以遮盖你的羞耻。
So that you can come back to a life of purpose and significance.
以至于你可以回到一个有目的、有意义的人生。
You know, the river of water of life is all about restoring significance and purpose in life.
你知道生命水的河，它的所有的目的就是来恢复一个目的，恢复一个有意义的。
Just like the Samaritan woman who drank the water of life and completely turned her life upside down.
就像那个撒玛利亚妇人，她喝了那个生命水的河的那个水的时候，她的生命完全的翻转。
Restoring purpose and significance.
那这样恢复她的目的和意义。
So we say the core value of this company.
所以我们就说这个公司它的核心价值。
Hopefully everything that can drive your brand strategy, drive your product strategy, drive everything that identifies with the company.
希望这一切的来驱动它这样的一个品牌，驱动这个公司所有的一切的经营的。
Everything that drives what's valuable, the assets of this company,
所有的来驱动它这个有价值的它的资产的
is to be driven by the principles of water of life.
那就是用生命河的原则
is to live for purpose and significance.
是为有目的、有意义的人生而活。
We want to reflect the heart of God in covering Adam and Eve in the way that we cover the world.
我们在就像神来遮盖亚当夏娃一样，我们来遮盖这个世界的时候，愿我们来反映神的心。
We want to be in the flow of God.
我们愿意在神的水流当中。
And letting that be the testimony that eventually manifests through the product of this company.
就愿这样的一个见证，来最终在他的产品这样表达出来。
The worship team come.
啊，敬拜团队好不好？到前面来。
Now, can our destiny connect with our businesses, with our careers?
那我们的命定是不是可以跟我们的事业
Not only can it connect,
不仅要连接在一起
It is critical that we connect.
那而且是很重要的一点，很关键的一点要连接
The fact that Christians today do not have the most valuable company in the world.
事实上，今天世界上很多基督徒没有拥有世上最有价值的公司。
Or that we might not be the most valuable employee.
也许我们不是最有价值、身价最高的雇员。
tells us it's a great opportunity.
就告诉我们有一个很大的机会。
Today we can take the first step.
今天我们要迈出第一步。
What is your destiny statement?
你的命定宣言是什么？
What is your destiny statement?
什么是你的命定宣言？
What is your company's destiny statement if you have a company?
你如果有一个公司的话，你的公司的命定宣言是什么？
If you have a department, if you manage over a group, what is your destiny statement?
你如果负责某一个部门，你那个部门的命定宣言是什么？
What is God's flow behind it?
那神后面他的一个水流是什么？
What is the core value?That you are to bring and to deliver.
那到底是怎样的一个核心价值？你要把它带出来。
And what is that flow that eventually will bring out the testimony, bring out the brand that God has in you?
那到底那承载着你可以为基督做见证的一个水流是什么
？I encourage you to take some time today to kind of reflect on that.
我鼓励大家今天花一点时间来做一些思想。
Maybe you don't have one for yourself today, but maybe you have one for someone else.Or some other company.
也许你没有为自己领受，也许你可以为别的人、公司来领受。
How about your church?
好不好？那你的教会。
Our church has a destiny statement.
我们的教会有一个命定宣言。
How about your cell group?
你的小组呢？
How about your family?
你家庭呢？
The Lord has a kingdom DNA.
神为你有制定一个神国遗传基因。
Encoded in all of us.
编写在我们每个人里面。
We must be in that flow.
我们需要进入这个水流。
And if we want to build a brand, if we want to build a testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们要来打造这样的一个品牌，来打造耶稣基督的见证。
We want to raise up kingdom companies for the storehouse.
我们要来兴起国度性的公司来建造仓房。
We must enter into that destiny flow.
我们需要来进入这个命定的水流。
So as we worship today.
我们在敬拜的时候
and the time is a little late、
时间有点晚了
especially if you're going to get baptized、
尤其是你要受洗的话
but、we have some people here who,、who may be able to minister with you
我们这边有些人可能能够来给你有些服侍
and if you would like to just kind of、be in this place right now and receive this destiny statement
如果你想留在这里这个地方来领受这样的一个、命定宣言
You're welcome to do so as we begin to worship
我们欢迎你这样留下来
If you need to pick up your children or get your lunch or other things you're welcome to leave
这些孩子需要离开的、可以尽管离开
But、as you continue to worship we'll
你继续这样敬拜的时候
find ways to minister with you
我们会想办法来给你一点服侍
Lord Jesus may your spirit speak to us
愿你来对我们说话
May your goodness
愿你的良善
May your zeal
热心
May your passion
你的热情
The excitement that you felt as you designed our DNA as you encoded our lives
在你设计我们的时候当你在编写我们遗传基因的这个密码的时候你所感受的那份兴奋
Lord may that envelop this place and descend upon this place
让它现在降临在这个地方环绕在这个地方
Come and speak to your children concerning their destinies.
主啊，你现在来对你的儿女诉说他的命定，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
May the grace of our Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠。
The love of the Father.
父神的慈爱。
And the revelation, and the destiny statement that comes from the Holy Spirit.
启示，还有这样一个命定宣言从圣灵而来的。
Be with you forever and ever.
与你们众人同在，一直到永永远远。
Amen.
Amen.